This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Mike DiMarino, boys basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham, currently undefeated here in the 2016-17 season. It's 7-0. And Mike, how's that feel? You guys are off to a great start.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on. We're off to a great start. You know, kids are working hard. Just taking it one game at a time.
Well, that one game at a time will lead you to Linfield on Tuesday night at your place, and that's a big game, isn't it?
Yeah, Linfield is very tough. You know, Coach McKenzie does a great job with those guys, and they're in first place in the large. We're in first place in the small in the Cape Ann League, and you know, last year was a 4-point game. It was a back and forth battle, so I'm expecting a good one tomorrow night.
What kind of a game are you expecting, and where? How are the teams similar, and how are they? How do you contrast with Linfield?
You know, both teams play excellent defense. They really get after it. I'm expecting a high tempo kind of game. They do a lot of scoring from the perimeter. You know, we've been scoring a lot from the interior this year. We're a little bigger. We're about 6'5", 6'6", across the front. But they have a few excellent players like Ellis and Schoen that really that can really give us problems.
Gotcha. Okay. What was there a premier win for you guys so far this season of the seven wins?
You know, I would have to say our biggest win this year was a non-league win. We beat Division I Boston Latin in the Gloucester Christmas Tournament. We played them last year, and they beat us by about 20 points. So to have another shot at them this year and to beat them was great. That was something.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about your team here. So let's spend some time talking about some of the Hamilton Wenham players and their roles on your team. And, well, let's begin with these big guys. Who are the 2-6-5 guys?
Yeah, we have Jack Wisepka. He's playing center for us. He's a senior. You know, he goes about 6'5", 6'6", and he's great rebounder, shot blocker. You know, can do some scoring on the interior. And then we have junior James Lustig, who's having a great start to his year. He's averaging about 15 points and 10 rebounds a game. Big, strong, physical kid. A legitimate post player. Something that I haven't really had in a long time. Okay. We're doing pretty well. We have a couple of captains. Our Nick DiMarino and Ben Danforth, both seniors. And our point guard is Billy Whalen, who's a sophomore. He actually started all 22 games for us last year as a freshman, so he's coming back in his sophomore year.
Well, that's it.
Those are some of our real contributors.
Gotcha. And as far as your scoring leaders, your first few scoring leaders, who would they be?
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, they look at us and see that we're 7-0, and you would think that we had one or two guys carrying the scoring load. We actually have four guys averaging double figures. James is at 15 points a game. Ben Danforth, one of the captains, is at like 13 a game. Billy's at 12, and Nick DiMarino's at 10 points a game.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, if I'm an opposing coach, I really don't like that scenario. Sometimes you'd rather have that one or two players that you know you have to key on, I think. Does that sound right?
Yeah, you know, that does make sense. I know it's easier for me when I'm coaching against an opponent that has like one or two good players. I mean, we have a very balanced team. You know, the kids really buy into the system. This is their second year in the system, and obviously we had some success last year. So coming back with a lot of returning plays, the kids are getting comfortable. You know, we put together a pretty aggressive schedule. You know, in addition to the Gloucester tournament, we have St. John's Prep and Malden on the schedule, and we also are hosting a tournament at the end of the year with Winchester, Arlington Catholic, and Revere High School.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, you guys have got a. When is the prep game? I haven't played that one yet, obviously, yeah.
No, prep game's first week of February.
Gotcha.
We'll get a little bit of time. But, we knew we were going to have a lot of players coming back, and, you know, my philosophy is always to go out and challenge yourself. That way, hopefully, come tournament time, you're battle-tested.
No, absolutely, and that makes a lot of sense. If you were to look at teams like yourself, Linfield, and let's throw North Reading into the mix because they have just the one loss, how do you separate those teams, or can you, or is it pretty much the trio?
That's a great question. You know, both of those teams are very well coached. You know, the kids work hard. I think it comes down to like the different styles that we play, and you know, high school basketball. When you have teams that get on the court, with equal talent. It's about who makes the fewest mistakes. You know, who can make shots in a big spot. But you know, those, I have a tremendous amount of respect both for Coach Casey and Coach McKenzie. Those guys do a tremendous job.
What are the other teams in the KPAN League right now? In that upper tier, would you say? I'm not saying it with, you know, that are undefeated or anything like that, but and I don't mean to take away from, you know, I know every night's you know, you got to be ready to play and that whole thing. But what are some other teams that are having some success this year?
Well, I know Newburyport is having a great year. They had some players hurt last year that have all come back, and Coach Italian does a great job, and they're off to a good start. And also over at Triton's off to a good start. They have a couple really big scoring threats. We actually play them on Friday, and I know, you know, Coach Clay will have them ready to go come Friday night.
Gotcha. So that'll be one to watch. Well, Mike, anything else to share with us about Hamilton Wenham boys basketball this season? Again, as you are gearing up tonight for Linfield on Tuesday.
I just say, you know, if you have time, come over to the high school, come watch a game. It's a great atmosphere, and, you know, kids put forth a great effort every night.
I know they do. And, well, Mike, congratulations to you. You've done a nice job there last year, and, of course, this continuing on this year in the team. And best of luck, and we'll be following you throughout the season.
Excellent. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. Mike DeMarino with us here on MSO News Sports, the boys basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham, right here on MSO News Sports.